get a chance to catch up with Andrew last night with a little group?
Yeah, we saw him, so it was always good to see him and catch up, see how things are going.
Back to business, though, here tonight. Friendships are over?
Yeah, we played him against him a few times last year, so, it's always a little bit weird seeing him on the other side, but, as time goes on, it is what it is. So, two teams need to get a win tonight.
What do you guys look to do against the Islanders and expecting on their end?
Just get to our game. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. These games are exciting to play in. Holidays are around the corner, so need a good bounce back game from our group.
What didn't you guys do? What weren't you able to do against Columbus that you'd like to do?
What weren't we able to do? I don't know. It seems so long ago. We're trying to focus on tonight, to be honest with you. So, I think there were some parts of the game that we really liked, some parts of the game that we got away from. Maybe gave them a little bit too much room to skate. And, they're pretty elusive when, given that time and space.
If there were people that were not familiar with Line A and not familiar with his game, how would you describe it?
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. Obviously, his shot's pretty incredible. He does a pretty good job of creating time and space for himself and his line mates. So, he's an 18-year-old kid having some success early on in his career. I think as a group, we feel like the more opportunities he gets to get scoring chances, the better for himself and for the line he plays on.
Like, this is way off topic, but people are looking back at people are looking back at 2016 and the people who passed away, and one of those is Prince. I know you're a Minnesota guy, and there's the Minnesota Mafia, but were you a big Prince fan at all growing up, or were any of those guys Prince fans?
It's pretty short list of people kind of with that magnitude from the Minneapolis area. A huge Prince fan, I wouldn't go that far. He was a little bit. I was pretty young when he was in his heyday. My parents were Prince fans. I think a lot of people in Minneapolis were Prince fans. But, he was an icon in our area. Everyone knew where he lived. Everyone, kind of knew the stories about him. So it was tough news to hear, and I know certainly for everyone in the area.
Not team specific, but do you notice any difference generally with the Eastern Conference this year as opposed to seasons past? I know that Paul's spoken about how, to generalize, the East is very speed oriented this year. As a player, do you notice anything different?
I think the whole league's getting faster. I think in years past, the East would come into Western buildings, and it would be sometimes a little bit challenging for them to kind of match the physicality. I think now you're seeing a transition league-wide to a little bit smaller, a little bit faster. So I think that's where the East has kind of have a little bit of a leg up this year, especially that Metro Division. They're moving pretty fast. It's how Pittsburgh won the Stanley Cup last year. They just skated around everyone. So that's kind of the way the league's going. So I think there's kind of been that transition pretty quick out there.
Do you like that, playing that style, or personal preference? Do you prefer kind of that heavier style that we used to see North
and
West?
Either way, I think it's just kind of the adaptation of the game. I think it's exciting for the fans to see the amount of speed out there today, the amount of skill being brought up by the young guys too. So I think the game's headed in a good direction.
Does it get tricky to strike that balance? Because the teams that come in here will always say you guys are a team that has always been able to play both the physical game and the speed game.
I think we're kind of in that transition. I think you look at our lineup, there's a pretty good amount of speed in our lineup. We're not as big as we were the year we made the playoffs, not as physical as the year we made the playoffs, but certainly a lot faster, probably more skilled, and a lot of talent. So I think we're no different than everyone else. We're making that transition right now, and I think you can see it. It's evident in our lineup. We got a lot of speed.